You're going to have to forgive me. My friend Terry threw me a curveball. Okay. Apparently, he's with AT&T, he wanted to know, is that $5 per line or $5 just under your whole account that they're reimbursing you for their faux pas last week?
This is vague and straight from AT&T.com/makeitright. So they say each person.
Well, let's see if they're going to make it right.
Well, they say each person will get a $5 applied credit automatically, which that makes me think it's just per bill.
Yes, I'm thinking per bill too, mm-hmm. because each person. But then again, one could go each person on the bill. Well, basically, we have no idea.
Exactly. How long will it take you to see the credit? Well, we issue bills every day, so customers will see the
credit. Yes, they do.
In 1 to 2 bill cycles, depending on when their bill closes. Most credits will be posted in the next billing cycle.
Okay.
Also, one other question that AT&T answers that I'm sure you want to know. Was any customer data compromised? They said, we have not seen any evidence and no reason to believe the February 22nd outage involved a third party or that customer data was compromised during the event.
I had heard that it was somebody or that they were doing a software update, you know, kind of like when, you know, you get something on your computer.
Yeah, we
and
do it.
It shut her down.
I think most companies have some sort of software update from time to time. We do once in a blue. We'll get an email from some of our different systems that we use. Hey, we're going to do an update on February 27th from midnight till 5 a.m. You know, we just got an email the other day about that.
Our coworker, Wendy, she has a brand new computer, apparently did an update and screwed her whole machine up. She goes, I don't understand why nothing's working anymore. And I'm like, I don't know, girl. I can't explain my own life. So.
Technology isn't all, that's not our best friend either. So that might be operator error.
That very well is possible. I don't know. Focus. Try that first.
So there was another thing that came through on the text line, and I just wanted to get to that. Let's see. It was about, we were talking about pranking your dad.
Oh, yes. And the new TikTok prank is you call dad, mm-hmm. especially if you're a girl, because it's not a traditional lady's job, although not that you couldn't do it. It's just traditionally it has not been that. Mm-hmm. Say, yeah, I'm going to work for ExxonMobil. I'm going to be an offshore oil rigger.
And I said my dad would crap his pants if I said I was going to leave this job because he knows how stable it is. That I make good money, that we've created a brand, right?
I mean, all things that are shocking in this industry, we've managed to accomplish.
2457 said, thank you, Dad. You're right, Allie. You can never leave. Now, I'm surprised by this because I heard something at the purse party that made me giggle a little bit that some people apparently think I'm mean. And I said,
wow.
I said, I think it's because I make fun of Scott every day.
I mean, you have a directness about you.
Right, right.
And that's not even really, you're incredibly pleasant until you're not.
That's what I said.
Oh, really? Oh, see, this is perfect. No, you are. Like, you, listen, in all seriousness, you are almost a lot until you've had enough. And then it goes, you're mean? I would have expected that somebody would have said that about me, and I'm not mean.
I know.
Oh, shut up. You know what, you meanie?